Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Again, I'm just so grateful that you're here. My prayer is that you are hearing these podcasts, studying the Word of God, perhaps even holding the Word of God in your hand as I go through these words with you, and knowing that the Lord wants to teach us. And so we always like to go to Him in prayer and ask and invite Him to come into our time of study. And let's do that together as we begin. Heavenly Father, it's a joy to know that you care about our knowing your word. You want us to know you, and through your word, you've given us access to do that. So today, as we study again this book of Colossians, I pray your blessing would be upon all of us. Open our hearts and minds, our eyes and ears to receive from you. We ask you to guide us into all truth by your Holy Spirit and empower us to live according to that truth by your Spirit as well. We bless you. We thank you today. In Jesus' name, amen. The title to today's lesson is Walking and Living in Earthly Ways. It's taken from the book of Colossians, chapter 3 and verse 7. As Paul the Apostle continued to share with the Colossian church concerning seeking and setting their affection on things above and not on things of the earth, he included a list of ways they should put to death: fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. He wrote that God's wrath comes on the children of disobedience. And in chapter 3 and verse 7 of his letter to the Colossians, Paul refers to a time when these church members were involved in these ways which were against God. We read, "In the which you also walked sometime when you lived in them." The verse begins, "in the which you also walked sometime." Paul began with the words, "in the which refers to the ungodly ways listed, and then added, "you also," which included them within the group who live in these evil ways. He said they walked, or made their progress or way, made due use of opportunities which they could have lived. Sometime, which means formerly, or aforetime, or at some time. In other words, the Colossians formerly lived with the same ungodly traits he already listed. The verse goes on to say, "when you lived in them." Paul goes on to add, "when you lived or were active, living or abiding in them or with these ungodly traits." Paul did not deny the lifestyle and ways which were prevalent among the church members of Colossae. He rather referred to them as being a former way of life. That is, a way of life that used to be. As we meditate upon Paul's words, let us consider when we received Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. Now our lives became new and the former life is put away. Once we realize and believe his sacrifice and death for our sins upon the cross, our lives are changed, and we are not to be as we formerly were. Paul knew the disobedience to God which used to be in the Colossians, and his desire was to remind them of their ungodly earthly past and encourage them to live for eternal ones. In other words, these disobedient traits used to be a way of life for the Colossians. But since they received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, these ways were not to be followed by them anymore. Perhaps we have ungodly ways about us that used to be a part of our lives, and we have been reminded of them through Paul's list. If so, let us remember them, but also forsake any part of them that may continue to be a part of our lives. Next time, Paul shares more traits that used to be within the Colossians. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.